Welcome to Shomach Shom and the Daf Shir sponsor, Lui Nishmas Arami Yakushom and Leabas Yitzchok. We're holding in Soito Daf Mem Gimel. The Gemara in Mudalef and Top brings that the reason Pinchas went to war with Midian because he was Pireya, the obligation the Midian had for the fact that they sold Yosef to Mitzrayim, Yosef who was the grandfather of Pinchas. So the Gemara goes on and asks, but Pinchas didn't come from Yosef. His grandfather, his maternal grandfather, was from Yisrei. Because we learned in Masechet Sanhedrin that the Shvatim were mezalzel in Pinchas, and they said, this person who is a grandson of someone who pitei magol al avodah zarah, meaning Yisrei, who worshiped every avodah zarah in the world, he's going to kill a nasi b'Yisrael. And the Gemara goes and answers that Pinchas came from both, came from Yosef and came from Yisrei, his maternal grandmother and maternal grandfather. One was from Yisrael, one was from Yosef. To understand better, what was really the point, the emphasis, that Pinchas came from Yisrael and came from Yosef, and he took it from both? And that's specifically what the Torah says, Mnois Putiel, the Gemara Dash is Putiel, referring to both Yosef and Yisrael. What's the idea over here? So we'll start with the Gemara over there in Sanhedrin. The Gemara brings that the Shvatim were making fun of Pinchas. And therefore, the Torah says that Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, you want to say to everybody that Pinchas comes from Aaron HaKohen. So all of the Mefarshim, many of the Sorim bring the question. Everybody knew that his grandfather's, his paternal grandfather, was Aaron HaKohen. Their taina was that he has a maternal grandfather, which is Yisrael. How do you resolve that? How do you answer that by saying that he has also Aaron HaKohen as a grandfather? So many of the Mefarshim say a similar answer. We'll use over here the Shem Yishmuel and Rabbi Tzadok, who go in a similar mahalach, and they say the following. We know that what Pinchas did wasn't what was a din of Beis Din. The reason why Pinchas went and killed Zimri ben Salu was because of Kanoyis Kinosi. He did a kina l'shem Shemayim. Pinchas told Moshe Rabbeinu, Boy l'ram is kanoim poigim boy. There's an Indian that zealous, someone who comes and wants to make sure to do Shem Shemayim in the world, will protect the Gilui Shem Hashem in the world by killing somebody who is Boreh L'Ramis. But in order to do that, it's only someone who does something, L'Shem Shemayim, completely. If he doesn't do it L'Shem Shemayim, then a person can't be Mekanei Kino. Shem Yishmuel adds that Zimri is also brought down that he was Mechavan L'Shem Shemayim, which is he did it in the wrong way. So as much as Pinchas won't be 100% L'Shem Shemayim, he's not allowed to go and kill Zimri, he also has Kavon L'Shem Shemayim. And this is what the Shvatim were saying. Shvatim were saying about Pinchas, that Pinchas, he had something left in him from his grandfather, his maternal grandfather, from Yisrael. Yisrael was over the Zorah. So now, and over the Zorah means, Bifat HaMagol, over the Zorah, he's very busy with Chitzonius, with all the outside, not the Primius. So, Efshar, that maybe Pinchas was doing the kinder, is not doing Mamish Shem Shamayim, called Kavanos Shem Shamayim. He's doing it because of other reasons, because what he has in his heart is not 100% pure. So this is what the Pasuk says. You should know that Pinchas has been Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. His premius is Kula Gdusha. When he's doing a kino, he's Mekana LaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's doing it 100% for the right reasons. He has Kula, the Ava, and the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Aaron HaKohen has. It has a tzaddik in the pre-tzaddik that he came from Yisrael. What did Yisroi's influence do to him? Says the Pritzadik, what's pshat that Pinchas is the one who killed Zimri and not Moshe Rabbeinu? Says Moshe Rabbeinu is kuloi kodesh v'tar. He's so pure, he can't even comprehend such an aveira of Boreh L'Ramis. Boreh L'Ramis is someone who leaves the Machne Yisrael. He goes to be with a goyso. This person completely is moved away from Am Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu can't comprehend even such a terrible thing. You need somebody who has some connection to Goyim in order to come and really fully appreciate how bad this Aveir is. Pinchas has a grandfather who's Yisrael, who tasted every desire in the world. He knows exactly what a Goy is and what is the danger connected to a Goy. This is why Pinchas needs to be a grandson of Yisrael. He needs to take that koyach that Yisrael has in order to understand and comprehend the chumrah of what Zimri is doing. We can add to this, so Yimele is also a grandson of Yosef. Because the only Yid that had the challenge of Boreh L'Ramis that was overcame it. Yosef HaTzadik is the one who had the nisayon of Eishes Potiphar, and he overcame it. He gives that power to Pinchas, his grandson, to overcome this challenge, to overcome this aveiro. So according to all this is bedavka. Pinchas is mainly the grandson of Aharon HaKohen. He has all the gedusha of Aharon HaKohen. But he has the koichas that he gets from Yisroel and from Yosef to be able to comprehend and understand and overcome the challenge of Zimri. That's bedavka why he's a grandson of these three people. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.